stuff.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio program. Oh, I'm getting echoes.
I know why.
Yep, we've got two mics. We've got to unplug one mic, and we're doing one mic together. This is the premiere episode of the Backstage Pass Radio program, and both Gene and I are here. We're very excited to have you guys listening. And if anybody is actually, oh, you can't hear. Oh, I'm so glad we're doing Facebook. So, all right, hold on one second. I'm going to move this. If you're listening to us live on the radio show, can you let us know that you can actually hear us live? I'm hearing us on Gene's page over there. So I'm going to go check out the chat room. We've got a couple people logged in. And if somebody can let me know if they can actually hear us live on the show. Yes, Catherine just told me that she can hear. Hi, Catherine, that she can hear us. Thank you guys so much. Sorry, we're just testing out. We've got like lots of audio equipment in front of us right now, and we're checking things out, and it's kind of crazy. So we appreciate you guys so much tuning in and listening. Whoa! We are having major audio issues here. So thank you so much for tuning in. And today is October 10th, and it is the premiere episode, and we're super excited to have you guys with us. If you are watching us on Facebook, you can listen on any audio device by going to backstagepassradio.com. And of course, if you're watching on my Facebook page, you can also watch on our Facebook page, which is the Backstage Pass Radio. It's just Backstage Pass Radio on Facebook. The live chat is actually open. You can chat with us there. If you don't want to chat with us on the Facebook page, you could just go to Backstage Pass Radio on Facebook and chat. Backstagepassradio.com. Scroll down and you can just log in if you're on Blog Talk Radio or as a guest, and you can chat with us there. I'm also going to give you the call-in number for tonight because we have a bunch of prizes for you to win. So you want to write down the number because you can call in to win. The number is 347-857-2052. We'll give that to you again and type it out for you as well. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my new co-host. Her name is Jean Power Girl, and she's going to tell you all about herself right now.
Hey! Hi, I'm Power Girl. You can also call me Jean. Tanya and I are friends, and she invited me to help her co-host her awesome Backstage Pass radio program. I'm going to try to lean in this way while we work out our kinks. I am from Texas. I don't know if you've noticed. And I currently, y'all, I'm a resident of Los Angeles, California. And so is Diva Tanya, and she is from the East Coast. She's from Boston. So we are providing you coast-to-coast coverage. We're not going to let any coast get by.
That's right.
None of them. Anyway, I am a divorce lawyer from Texas. I was a divorce trial attorney. I also was an attorney for a women's shelter there. I was some local bar president, and I was on an advisory committee for several Texas state bar committees to particularly provide advice on child abuse and domestic violence. I'm also a mother, a wife. I got three kids. I've struggled with weight loss in my life because it's kind of stressful being a divorce lawyer. I'm also an artist. That's how I find my zen.
Look at all this stuff behind us. Do you see all the paint? I love it. I love that we have like rings of paint behind
Sometimes hobbies are cheaper than therapy, people. It helps. All right. So anyway, I paint, but also I understand what the demands of working a full-time professional job, raising three kids, and how it can cause weight to come on. I've lost weight. I have a healthier lifestyle because of it, and I can talk all about that some other time or this time, however you guys want to do it. But we're here to talk about health, beauty, lifestyle, body issues, all these issues that concern us women and what we can do to support each other and build each other up and not be torn down. Because right now in the media, that's happening a lot.
Yeah. But we're not going to leave out the men.
We're going to talk about men's issues as well.
And
in fact, we're going to highlight,
we
have a gentleman that we're going to highlight this evening who's doing wonderful things. So it is for men and women, but, you know, we're chicks. So.
We're chicks, I know. Sorry, but men obviously care about these issues because the people I also know that struggle with their weight, it's 50% female, 50% male. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah. So
we're excited.
You know what? I'm going to bear with us just for a couple minutes because, it's the first show. We're working out some kinks with the technology. Gene, I'm going to have you plug your microphone back in again. And maybe if we just kind of like take our mics and make them like a little further away from each other and point them like this direction, I think we should be okay. We're going to see if we get this echo and feedback. And if you guys could just let us know. How we do with this, because when we first signed on, we got some feedback. Okay. We do have two separate mics.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and I'm not hearing any feedback now. So
well,
we might.
Turn this off. I turned my sound off. So I turned off my headphones.
Oh, your headphones?
Yeah, so you should be able to hear me.
Yeah, I think we're going to do okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
If you guys hear any feedback, just, you know, shoot us a quick note and let us know. But I think we'll be doing okay. And if not, we will unplug one of those second mics and we'll fix it as we go. We'll just do the best we can. But thanks for, hey Backstage Pass. So we just did some intros, but now let me tell you, we want to thank our wonderful sponsors for this evening. We have some very generous sponsors who are helping us out with this show. And the first is Welles Liquid Vitamins and Supplements. You can find out more about them at Welles, WELLESSE.com. They are fast absorbing and certified gluten-free. They're naturally flavored. Great taste.
I'm trying to find you on this.
Naturally flavored, great taste, while fulfilling the important nutritional requirements of bariatric weight loss surgery patients on their journey of ever-increasing good health. It's Welles, WELLESSE.com. And then our new sponsors is Bariatric Pal. And I have to tell you, I'm loving Bariatric Pal. I'm fairly new to their website, but I've been going through their forums, talking with the people in the support forums. They're wonderful. Come on over, Jean. Come on over. Here we go. There we go. Lovely. I've been talking with the people on the support forums. It's a really great website. They're the largest weight loss surgery social media, social networking site out there. But they also have a store, and they are very generously offering a $25 online gift certificate tonight to a lucky caller. So again, you want to write down the phone number, which is 347-857-2052. We're going to be giving that away in just a little bit. But the Bariatric Pal store has some of the lowest prices and highest quality on over 650 different bariatric vitamins and supplements. They have protein bars, shakes, powders, weight loss surgery products, and weight loss surgery pre-op and post-op diet foods. And also, you can use the coupon codes DIVAT or Power Girl at the checkout to get 15% off your initial order. And you can also get your order shipped free for $59 and over. And then also, you know what, Gina? I'm going to let you read the next sponsor because I'm hogging up the mic here.
All right. Well, this is exciting for me because I'm all about shapewear. And anyway, we have Slimpressions. Slimpressions shapewear slims in body shapes without making you feel like you're wrapped up like a mummy, especially when the temperature's a little warmer, all right? Slimpressions shapewear for women conforms to every body type, whether your body is an hourglass, cylinder, pear, or apple shape. You'll look even better with our body shapers under your clothes. We all use different types of shapewear, and you'd be amazed how you can kind of go down a size or two, or if you're not having a good day and you're a little bloated, it really brings it all together. They're also very generously supporting us, and they're going to provide a $25 online gift certificate giveaway to the lucky caller later in the program. So please stay tuned for that. And also, you can get a 20% discount at their store using the code POWERGIRL at www.slimimpressions.com. www.slimimpressions.com, code POWERGIRL through December 31st, 2016.
I'm going to correct Jean just because I just threw that at her.
Right.
It's Slimpressions. And not, it's Slimpressions. I'll spell it. It's S-L-I-M-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N-S. ions.com. And I'm going to tell you, I own every single piece of shapewear that they have. And I was going to wear it tonight. And I was going to show you because I have one of my favorite pieces that they have. They have these things called the haves and the have nots. And they are long sleeve shapers. And they get rid of the bat wings. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what they're talking about.
So I was going to wear that tonight and show you that. However, it was 90 degrees today. So I was unable to do that. I'll wear it next week and I will show you then.
Definitely a West Coast problem.
Yeah.
Or Texas too.
But it was nice all week though. That was the thing. It was like really cool. And then today it was 90 degrees. I was like, what is up with this? Right. So, somebody just said, turn the camera to you because I love myself way too much. Actually, that's not what's going on. We have two different pages. I'm on my page. She's on her page. That's why.
I'm
sorry.
On the Backstage Pass radio.
Yeah.
Here, this is good. Can you see us both now?
There we go.
Hello.
That wasn't very nice. But so the last sponsor is daddios.com, the best rockabilly clothing for the whole family. There's men's, women's, and kids, and they're at daddios.com. They're so great. They costume my group, the Lemon Drops, in really great dresses every time for our performances.
And their clothes are super cute.
Yeah,
they're
very cute.
And you're flattering.
Yeah.
Shapely girls.
Okay, so we have a special guest tonight. Now, I actually have some bad news about tonight's program. Very unfortunately, Carney let us know that she has a chest infection tonight. She's very sick, and she had to cancel all of her obligations today. And yeah, she felt awful. She asked me to give her apologies to everyone. She is, however, going to be on the show next Friday. She said that she would love to come on the show next Friday to make up for tonight. And she apologizes to everyone. She knows how we were really looking forward to having her on the show and how everyone was really looking forward to hearing her on the program tonight. And she just felt awful. She really physically feels awful too. She's quite sick. So we apologize, and obviously when things like this happen, there's not much you can do. She's sick. What are you going to do? But she'll be on next Friday, which is October 14th, at the same time, 7 p.m., and you can hear her then. In the meantime, we still have our other guest for the evening, which is Antonia from the WLSFA, which is the Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America. And she is holding on the line for us right now. So I am about to welcome her to the program. And this is Jean's first time speaking with her. So this is going to be a nice little conversation. I'm very excited. I am unmuting her right now. Hello, Antonia. Are you there?
Oh, I am.
Oh, you're breaking up on me, though. Let me see if I can get you. Oh, there you are. How are you?
I'm fine. My gosh, it's been a long time since we've done this together.
I know. I'm so happy that you're on the program tonight. I'm really excited to hear everything that's going on with the foundation. And I'm going to let you, instead of me telling them what the foundation is about, I'm going to let you let our listeners who are unfamiliar with the WLSFA know what the foundation is about and what you guys are doing, and just give them the mission statement.
Well, very good. I would like to say hello to Jean.
Hello.
Hi, Jean. I'm so excited that you and Tanya are bringing the show back to the community. The weight loss surgery patient community loves this show. We've missed it. We're excited you're back, and we look forward to huge successes and to have this show grow and grow and grow, and I can't wait until you guys are a household name.
Well, I appreciate that, and we appreciate your kind words.
Isn't she
nice? I'm looking forward to learn about your organization.
Well, good. Let me give everybody, let me say hi to whoever's listening. My name's Antonia. A lot of people call me Tony. And back in 2010, I started the Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America. And here we are in our seventh year of operations, and we're about to fund our 21st surgery on the 26th of this month. And what we do, the Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America, is people like myself and like Tanya. And Jean, I'm sorry I didn't catch whether or not you were a bariatric patient or not, but the WLSFA is primarily funded by donations from weight loss surgery patients, and from efforts by the foundation to our fundraisers, and we raise money and we give it away in the form of grants to people who are in desperate need of medical care to overcome morbid obesity, but their insurance either exempts it, doesn't cover it, or they don't have insurance at all and they have no way to get the surgery without the gift that the WLSFA gives. So that's what I've been doing for, this is my 7th year, and I have a great board of directors and volunteers that help accomplish that every year, and that's our mission, and we're just thrilled to now almost have 21 surgeries under our belt.
Well, I have a question, Antonia. I'm not familiar with your organization, but I am now, and I'm excited. What types of support for surgery do you provide? Is it just the bariatric, or do you also do, like, skin removal surgeries? What types of things does it cover?
Yeah, well, we fund grants, and the grants are for every FDA-approved medical treatment of obesity. So that includes, you know, every kind of, you know, whether it be a vertical sleeve gastrectomy or gastric bypass or lap band or Obera inflatable ball. I'm not sure exactly how they call the Obera, but it's a balloon. V-block, which is a nerve stimulator. So all of the choices that somebody might have for surgery, but we also cover reconstructive surgery, post-bariatric surgery. So for people who have had bariatric surgery or weight loss surgery, they can be referred to us by their plastic surgeon, and we will consider funding a grant for that. And we have done 2 full body lift surgeries for 2 different recipients so far.
Okay. That's great.
So,
yeah, I mean, 21 people, that's a lot of people who have been helped through this foundation and lives that have been changed. And the great thing is the conventions that happen. And that's, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt for just 1 second, but we have a couple people that have said that they were not able to hear you. I'm seeing this on Facebook, and I'm just hoping that they are able to hear you now. So I just wanted to put this out there and ask them if they're able to hear you now. So I can't tell if they're trying to hear you on Facebook or if they're listening to the program as they're watching on Facebook. So if they could just shoot me a quick note to let me know, that would be great. I can hear you fine, and obviously Jean can too.
Right,
so
we have headphones.
Right. So, but we, you know, we're first program. We're just working out the kinks. But so sorry to interrupt there.
Well, let me ask. I have other questions, Antonia, in case other people wondering. So does the foundation, do they provide referrals to a bariatric surgeon? Let's say someone's interested in finding a physician. Do y'all have those types of resources?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just point, anybody who would like to learn about what the Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America does, whether they need help themselves or they would like to help us and join our efforts, is they can go to WLS, just like weight loss surgery, WLS, and the letter F as in foundation, A as in America.org. And under the word grants on our website, you can get all the details. But in a nutshell, we are, you know, fellow patients raising money to give away to help other people get the surgery that helped us, okay? We're not qualified to tell anybody what kind of surgery they should have, okay? But what we are qualified to do is give people money.
Sure, so, which is the best thing there is.
Right. But doctors, okay, and they are, you know, confronted every day by people that are trying to get surgery, and then they're finding out, oh, gee, their insurance wasn't covered or whatever. Doctors have that opportunity at that point to help that patient by referring them to us, telling us what surgery that patient needs, what it will cost, and that if we agree to consider that person for a grant, if they're indeed selected for funding, that they also agree that they will be part of the grant by waiving their fees. So the doctors refer patients apply, and if they are approved, the patients surgery is funded, and we pay the bills, okay, as if they're a cash pay patient. The doctor waives their fees. Oftentimes the hospitals and all the other providers will contribute as well by reducing fees. We've yet to do a free surgery, but we've gotten close. But most of them cost us between $10,000 and $15,000 each, okay?
But if the patient's approved for your grant, you would coordinate the hospital with the doctor and everything, right?
No. Their surgeon comes to us and asks us to help their patient. If they don't have a surgeon, if they call us, and that happens every day, people just say needing help, we give them resources on our website under grants, how to apply for a grant. There's a link there where they can look up surgeons by their zip code and start looking for local surgeons and asking if they know about the grant program or not. If their surgeon doesn't know about us, we help them educate the doctor and see if they'll refer them and et cetera. And then once they're referred, we're like their advocate. We try to help them, you know, apply and get all the information together they need. But the patient and the doctor, you know, it's like a normal relationship. We're not involved with any of that. We're just saying, here's a doctor, here's a patient, they need some money. Can we give this or not? Right? So we're just looking at it. And we're not a support organization. We don't do support groups. We are a fundraising organization. Do we support the people in our community? Absolutely, by having these events. And Tanya's been to several. Back when we started, Tanya was on our board. She was one of the people that helped us get it off the ground, okay? But she knows, you know, when we have our annual fundraiser every year, that in itself is a gift to the community. It's a year's worth of effort of every year. We work all year to make that thing come off the way it does. But we have classes and workshops and all sorts of things that help people within our community be successful long term, and also just to meet and greet and be with other people like themselves, which is so good for our mental health, you know, just to be together and not feel isolated, which I think most of us at some point, especially if you're before surgery, you feel very isolated and alone in that boat, you know. So we do have, you know, the get-together is not supportive, but in terms of the grant recipients, of course they always have people to call and talk to, but the surgeons that refer them to us have to be Center of Excellence surgeons, which means they have support groups of their own, and our grant recipients are required to attend those meetings, and you know, because we want them to be successful and do the best they can, right?
That sounds a beautiful organization. Now, how do you raise money for your to fund the grants, and what can people do to help your organization?
Sure. Well, mostly we grovel.
I do that as a lawyer too. I understand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Please give me money. We have the standard. Fundraising is, of course, we have fundraising events. And then people from within our community host fundraisers and donate that to us. So, for example, one of our newest supporters is a guy named Bill Streetman, who just did the Tour of Hope bicycle ride, where he rode through two straight states for 4 days and raised money all along the way, you know, and donated that to us. And he'll be doing that again in the spring. And then we have local or regional chapters across the country in different cities, and they will have their own fundraisers, and they raise money also for the foundation, but also for grants right in their area. So, for example, the New Jersey chapter had a big shindig at a hockey game, and you know, hundreds of people came out, and a portion of all those ticket sales was given back to the chapter, and so that'll help fund a grant there in New Jersey. And so things like that happen. And then, of course, our website, people can come and donate at any time. And WLS, as in weight loss surgery, FA, foundationofamerica.org, and people can go there. And then, you know, we have, Carney, unfortunately, is sick, and that's a It's a bummer she's not here tonight, but next week, you don't miss it. You, whoever's on the line, you've got to call in. She's got some exciting news of her own, but she's a great fundraiser as well for us. So she hosts a fundraiser during our event usually. Last year, or this year, I should say, her and her husband came and actually performed, and that was a once-in-a-life opportunity. They don't do that. They just don't, and that they did it for us was just a beautiful thing. I was lucky enough to witness that, and you know, she hosts our Chopped competition, which is a lot of fun, and she's got
this year. I wanted to ask you about that, because I know that that Carney competed on Chopped on TV, and that she her charity was the WLFSA, and so I wanted to know if that had brought a good amount of attention to the foundation when she did that.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. When shows like that are on the air, you know, even though if you actually watch the show and you go, well, how much do they get to talk about their charity?
Right.
I believe Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America was mentioned, once per episode that she was on. But, you know, we end up getting 6,000 or 7,000 visitors to our website every time that show airs.
Yeah,
I mean, it re-airs. That's what's great about the cooking channel. And same thing with, we had a couple of different shows on TLC, and whenever they replay, I know it, because our website traffic goes way up. So it really helps raise awareness for not only for people that might donate money to us, but for people who are sitting there, literally some of them trapped in their homes, who've given up all hope. You know, I mean, they've just given up.
Sure.
And they go, wow, wait a minute. There's people out there who actually care about me, you know, and it's just, it gives me goosebumps, because I'm the one that really takes those calls. And I, you know, talk to some people that some of these people haven't even spoken to another human in years, you know, because they're so isolated. So this is, you know, This bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery, and all of this is a wonderful thing for many people. For a lot of people, it rejuvenates their life, but for many, it saves their lives. And so that's what we're all about, and it's exciting. And there's going to be national, I can't say too much, but starting in January of this year, we will be on national television on a very big, big show with millions and millions of viewers. Literally, we're told 12 million viewers a week. And we're expecting a lot of exposure in the coming year. So we're very excited about that.
That is exciting.
That is.
It is. Right.
Well, and did you want to talk about the upcoming convention?
I did. Well, sure. It's, you know, every year we host, it used to be called the Mother of All Meet and Greets, but now we call it Making a Difference. And or MAD for short. Are you MAD? Yes, we're MAD. but we're and this next May, it'll be in Portland, Oregon, and it is a 3-day event, and it's you know, the format is we have a expo where companies like Bariatric Pal, one of your sponsors, Slim Pressions, another one of your sponsors, Well Less, they all come, they gather together, and they bring tons and tons of samples and freebies to give to everybody. And so you have 2 days of expo exposure, so you can try all sorts of products that are wonderful. We have speakers, we have workshops, we have entertainment. So we have, I think on Friday night this next spring, it'll be called Mad Hatters. Portland, you know, motto is Keep Portland Weird. So we have sort of a weird hat contest we're going to do on Friday night. We award our new grants. And in 2017, we're going to award our very first Carney Wilson grant. And why that's special is Carney's done for 4 years in a row now her own fundraiser, and we've added all of her dollars together, and it's enough to fund surgery now. So she is going to be awarding her very own grant on stage during the event. And I know she'll be in tears, and, you know, whoever receives that, that'll be the first time, she's helped thousands of people just by always being open about this topic, but
right.
for her to actually give this grant to someone, I think is going to be pretty powerful. And then we have a neat thing called Stories in the Spotlight, which plug your ears, children, but if you've ever seen the Vagina Monologues, it's
yes.
based very much on that format where different people come up and do small or short vignettes about how obesity has affected their life, good, bad, and ugly. And we did it for the first time in Nashville this year, and it was amazing. So we're going to do that again. And then, of course, Chopped. And so it's 3 days of classes and entertainment, of course, a bling-off, which is Saturday night. We encourage everyone to dress as fancy as they want to and bling it out. We award tiaras and crowns. And so it's fun. It's motivational, educational, inspirational, all those things that are good for our community. But by being there, you encourage these sponsors to come and these exhibitors, and then that helps us raise money to give away these grants. So it all goes hand in hand. We cannot do this, these grants without your help. You know, and we can't thank the people that join us every year enough. And for people like Tanya who helped us get it going and get it started, you know, she's always an honorary special VIP to us at our events. And I hope you can come to Portland next year, Tanya.
Tanya is a VIP. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I am feeling the love tonight.
I think we need a live broadcast from the event. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm loving that
on
idea.
Location.
Yeah. I am loving that idea.
Let's say
I have a friend that you talk about someone that doesn't leave their house. I know someone like this. She would like to have some type of surgery. So.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is she needs to consult with a doctor, and then the
mm-hmm.
doctor needs to go through the process to see if they are eligible for a grant, right?
Well, right. So your friend, if you have her come to our website and hit the contact us button,
right.
we'll talk to her and tell her what she needs
Good.
To do and get her going. We'll hold her hand through that. But, yeah, she needs to find a doctor who is willing to refer her to apply for one of our grants. And that
I'm
application
listening to the
process,
show. You can hear me.
Okay, good. So you find a doctor, and if you don't know one, contact us. We'll help you figure out how to know one. Okay, but you find a doctor who will refer you, and then once they refer you, it's really your friend or this person that needs help that has the work to do, because
right.
they have
right.
to prove to us they need the money as a gift and that there's no way they can have the surgery without our help.
Right.
And then they have to show everything they've done to try and get the help and all, you know, tell us their story, what have they had to overcome, and then also say, how am I going to give it back? If I'm a grant recipient, you know, grant recipients must volunteer for 2 years and be ambassadors. And,
that's
you know,
good.
They, because we all must help that next person down the line. And so, you know, it's hard sometimes when you're sitting home in desperation to think, how can I help someone else? But really, we all can. We can all help someone else.
When I think hearing a kind voice like yours, her she's terrified that someone's going to be real judgy and condescending
mm-hmm.
to her when this topic comes
yeah.
up. It's her concern.
Yeah. Well, one of the coolest things about our foundation is it's by patients for patients. So
right.
they will never speak to anyone that hasn't been in their shoes to some degree. Obviously, we're all a little different, but we've all experienced the feeling of being in a body that is paining us and causing us ill health. And we know how that feels, and we also know the judgment, the bias, and the stigma. And that's the other thing the WLSFA does is, you know, if you go to our website, WLSFA.org/oath, O-A-T-H, we have a beautiful program, and this is part of, Carney's very involved in this as well, in the Take the Oath program, which is we are trying our best as people that have been affected by obesity, stigma, and bullying to end it, to just call it out where we see it and end it. Take an oath, learn about it. There's resources there because a lot of us don't even know we're being bullied. We've been so inundated by all of these negative messages since the
right.
day we were born. We don't even know it. So Your friend who is afraid doesn't need to be afraid of talking to anyone in our foundation. We get it, and we'll do nothing but support them and tell them how to get their chin up in the air, because they are wonderful people. So many people call me.
Did you hear that?
Call us. We'll talk to you. And it's anonymous. It's up to them.
Right.
If they become a grant recipient, they do have to lose anonymity to some degree. But to call us and talk to us about what to do, how to do it, that's a private conversation. And they will not have anybody judging them or, giving them the what. No way. Not going to happen.
Well, that sounds like quite an organization.
It really is. It's a wonderful organization. And Antonia is, she really should be applauded for all of the incredible work she's done. She built it from the ground up, and just out of the goodness of her heart to want to do something good for other people. And look what she's done. I mean, it's an amazing thing that she's done, and she's an amazing woman. So
well done, Antonia.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and anyone's welcome to join us. And at our website, we also have a section that says, how can you help? You can fill out a volunteer profile, tell us what skills you might have to help us further our cause. We'll never be able to raise enough money to help all the people. Right now, of all of the people that apply for our grants and get through that process, we are able, to fund about half of them, okay?
Right.
The application process is not easy, and it's because we don't have jillions of dollars to give away. Okay, but
I have another question, Antonia. Let's say that there's somebody that has lost weight, not through surgery, like a lot of weight, like 100 pounds. Can someone like that still help and volunteer for the organization?
Anyone can volunteer to help, help us. Anyone can volunteer. Right now, though, and I get this question pretty often, people calling looking for reconstructive plastic surgery after they've lost weight without any bariatric surgery. And at this point, that the answer to that is no. I'm not the kind of person that likes to say no, but because our money comes from the bariatric community, we focus our help on that community. And, God willing, someday we'll have enough funds that we can...
But if someone else wants to volunteer to help you guys out, to help do what you do, you would take anyone, right? Generally, if they're the right attitude.
Yes. And any company that, sells products or has something that's to benefit our community, we are a great place to start and build that business. Slim Pressions, Amy, that's the co-owner of that company, and her husband, they're longtime supporters of us and, kind of entered our community through our fundraisers. And, I'm wearing Slim Pressions right now. I can snap it.
I need
a camera on. I live in the stuff. The first meet and greet, Tanya, that you and I were at in Vegas, Amy gave me one of the tank top ones. I forget what they're called, but I have them. Not with the sleeves, but just the tank top
ones. Tanks a little and tanks a lot.
Yeah, probably tanks a lot. I don't know, but I still have that original one. I have a new one that I bought from her in Nashville, but they don't wear out. They literally have washed them 10,000 times.
And I need some of this stuff.
And they're crazy comfortable.
I don't even know that I'm wearing them, but I know that when I'm not wearing them, how's that?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, Dawn from Slim Pressions is on my Facebook Live, and she is so happy that we are talking about this right now. She just put woot woot Slim Pressions. So.
Slim Pressions help my bat wings?
Yes, Slim Pressions will help your bat wings. Antonia and I can both attest to that.
It's the only product that will do that. P.S. Go, I challenge you to go and find a comfortable any shapewear actually that has anything for the arms. No. Nothing.
Right. Yeah.
And I cannot say enough good things about Slim Pressions. They honestly, if you compare this, if I try to wear any other shapewear for a week, you can't wait to rip that stuff off at night. I mean, even walking in the door, this stuff, no. I just it's a second skin, and it's the best stuff in the world. And I
tried a competing brand of shapewear, and I can't put it on because it breaks my nails. because it's two.
And she has really nice nails. I'm looking at them right now. Her manicure is perfect.
And I'm hoping Slim Impressions won't break my nails.
But yeah, so, you know, we encourage companies to come and advertise on our website and be at our events and sponsor things, because it's a great way to reach our community. But, you know, I'm just really glad your show's back on there. Whoever's listening tonight, tell your friends about this show. Make it a must not miss this thing, because it needs to be here. We don't have anything like this right now. You were sorely missed, and we need a weekly place where we can all gather together and have these important conversations and fun. You know, we need it. So I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you, Antonia. And I really appreciate that you came on the show tonight and were our guest. And you know, like I said, we are huge supporters of the foundation. And anytime that we can be of help to you and the foundation, we would love to do that. So anytime you want to come on the show and talk about anything that's going on with the foundation, please call in, let us know, and we're happy to have you on. And we want everybody that's listening to please go to the site, see how you can help, consider making a donation and helping out. And if you're a weight loss surgery patient, definitely consider going to one of the conventions. The one in Portland is definitely on my to-do agenda, because I have not been to one in a couple of years, so I would really like to go. And especially since it's a Mad Hatter one, that sounds totally fun. So.
And when is that convention, Antonia?
May 19, 2021, 2017 in Portland. Southwest is really cheap into Portland, and there's a light rail that goes right from the airport basically to the hotel's front door to the beautiful downtown Hilton. And Tanya, and oh my gosh, your website's not in front of me, but Power Girl and Tanya, they're gonna be there live broadcasting, because I just made them sign a contract in the background.
We just got booked.
I'll have to review the legality of this. Let's see. It sounds like a beautiful invitation. It's a beautiful city.
Well, Antonia, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. And I will definitely be talking to you again soon.
All right, you guys. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you, Antonia.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. We're still here, but Antonia is just saying good night. Thank you so much. So that was Antonia from the WLFSA. And like I said, please visit the website, which is www.WLS, like weight loss surgery, FA, like foundationofamerica.org, and see how you can get involved and maybe make a donation and check out the convention that's going to be happening in May, which apparently we're going to be covering. So
I know, I have to check into that. All right. And also, I think maybe in future topics, you know, I've done some research, not for this show, but for the next one. States differ on whether or not they do cover for weight loss surgery. And so depending on the region of the country that you live in, may not be available. And this would be a great organization to inquire to see if you qualify.
Right. So we need to do some giveaways. And before I do that, I want to just remind everybody that the show is sponsored by, well, first, let me give the phone number out, because you're going to need that in a second to win. The phone number for calling in is 347-857-2052. And that's the number you're going to need to call in to win. We have two giveaways, two $25 gift certificate giveaways that you're going to be able to call in to win in just a minute. And then I just want to remind everybody that tonight's show sponsors are Wellness Liquid Vitamins and Supplements. They're gluten-free and fast-absorbing liquid vitamins. You can find them at Wellness, WELLESSE.com. Then we have Bariatric Pal, that is the largest social network for weight loss surgery patients. And you can also get a 15% discount at store.bariatricpal.com using either DivaT or Power Girl. And also orders over $59 ship free. And then, of course, Slimpressions, who we were just raving about. You can go to slimpressions.com and you get a 20% discount using Power Girl as your discount code. And that is good until December 31st, 2016. Check out the, I forget what they're called, but they're long sleeves. That's what you want to check out for the bat wing problem. And they have the haves and the have nots and just everything on there is fantastic. So check it all out. And then, of course, daddios.com, where you're going to get the cutest rockabilly dresses you've ever seen at the greatest prices online. So we're going to do a couple different giveaways. The first one is the PD2. I am using the other one to hold up my phone right now. This is the canister of PB2 powdered peanut butter. And then I have another canister of the chocolate powdered peanut butter. And we had a raffle for this, and it was everybody who liked the page, the Facebook page before noon today was entered. And I did the raffle a little bit earlier before I left to come to Jean's house. And we have a winner, and I got all fancy. Look at this.
Have a drum roll. Well, if you're on Facebook, you can hear it, but
wow. Yeah, very fancy. I had a drum roll. And the winner is Larry Maddy.
Larry!
Yay, Larry! So, Larry, you can get in touch with me at info@divatanya.com, or you can send me a private message on Facebook, and you can just let me know what your shipping address is, and I will send that out to you. Larry is...
And I love that PB2 stuff.
It's fantastic, yeah.
It's like, it's peanut butter with most of the fat taken out of it, and it's great in any shake, and I also use it in recipes.
You can actually make it into peanut butter, too. You can put water, add water to it, or milk, or whatever, and you can, like, make it into, like, a peanut butter substance, but why? Why would you bother?
It makes good, like, Thai food and stuff. I use that as
seasoning
sometimes.
Yeah, you can use it in a whole bunch of different ways, but most people, I think, use it in shakes to give it, like a chocolate peanut butter flavor, but it's pretty fantastic, and it's a whole canister,
and it's made out of peanuts, actually
the size of my head. Right. Just for Larry, and another canister of the chocolate.
Well done, Larry.
Yes, good job, Larry. All you did was a hit like. Right. and look it,
boom,
he's right there.
Boom goes the dynamite. There you go,
you won, Larry. So well, now we have two $25 gift cards. So what we're going to do is we're going to take two callers in a row. The first one, we're going to take caller number 5 for the $25 Bariatric Pal gift card. And then we're going to take caller number 6 right after that for the $25 Slimpressions gift card. And again, the phone number is 347-857-2052. I'll say it one more time. 857, why would I give the right phone number? 347-857-2052. Don't be afraid to call us. We're totally cool. It's not a big deal. Caller 5, caller 6, right in a row, you will win the online gift certificate to shop in the store.bariatricpal.com and then the slimpressions.com gift card, where you can buy yourself some super cool shapewear. And we're just going to keep talking until we get our callers.
Listen, I could talk all day. I don't know if you guys want that, but I can talk. All right. That was my job for 22 years.
That's right. I can babble. Yes. She can talk and I can babble.
All sorts of things.
Right. So, and then while we're waiting for some calls to come in, we're going to let you know about two upcoming segments that we have. The first, now these are going to be our regular segments.
Yes.
So the first one I'm going to tell you about, and the second one Jean's going to tell you about. The first one is going to be, and this is open to anyone. So if you'd like to actually be featured in, now you won't want to be featured in the second one. I'm going to tell you that.
The second one, you're not, our listeners aren't going to be part of the second one.
No. But the first one is overcoming obesity. So this is going to be featuring people who have really just overcome obesity and done wonderful things. And this doesn't necessarily mean that they've like lost a ton of weight and become thin. It just means that they're doing things to break the stereotypes that come along with obesity, and that they've just done something amazing in their life, or they're doing something that's noteworthy and that we think should be discussed. So that's our first segment. It's about overcoming obesity and people that we think should be highlighted. And then we have another segment called Fat Fraud, and Jean's going to tell you all about that.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to use my magic lawyer powers to dissect that one. They're magical. But overcoming obesity also... People overcome the stereotypes, but they also want to have a healthier lifestyle.
Right.
And we respect all the different ways that people find change in their life. We're not opposed, you know, if people believe that surgery is their best option, we support that option. If people believe that cycling is their best option, we support that. Whatever is best for you, it's all about choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we support anyone that makes a choice to make their life better. Any type of life improvement.
This is why I have Jean here. Look how nicely she said that. That's why I have her here.
And it's, you know, and I'm sincere about it. I know a lot of people that have battled all different ways with success, and we need to respect all those ways.
Oh, Maria just sent in a note, said that call-in is not working. I'm seeing calls come in. I'm going to give you the number again, Maria, just in case. You can also call in with Skype, too. You might want to try that way. If you go to backstagepassradio.com and then click on Skype, you can call in that way. It's 347-857-2052, and then you just hit 1 to speak to the host, and you hang on the line. That's it.
Right, because I've already seen a couple more come up, so it's working.
Yeah, you just hang on the line. You're going to hear music, or you're going to hear us talking, one or the other, and then just wait on the line. That's it. But hit 1 to speak to the host. So, okay, so now Jean's going to tell you about the fat fraud, and then we're going to take a couple calls.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys watch Dr. Phil, but I'm a huge Dr. Phil fan, and it might be because I'm from Texas, because Dr. Phil's from Texas. And I even got to see him live. I went to one of his shows. However, the program that caught my attention was probably in March of this year, where they featured a cyclist by the name of Eric Heitz. He has a Facebook page called Fat Guy Across America. This is a name he gave himself. I wouldn't have used that name. I find it to be pejorative, but he likes it because it has some type of kitsch for him. Anyway, Dr. Phil, God bless him, exposed the fraud that Eric Heitz really was doing. Here's how it started.
Well,
how should we start?
Well, here's the thing. Let's not launch into the story just yet.
All right.
Because we're going to take the calls first, and then we're going to really go into the story.
Okay, then we'll go into the
story. Yeah, the segment, though, the segment is called Fat Fraud, and it's really about the stories that we find that we've run across that are exposing stories like this in the media that are really throwing a negative light on obesity, people that are obese, and really sort of perpetuating the awful stereotypes that we're working so hard to fight against. And
also preying on vulnerable people.
Right.
Preying on vulnerable people, saying, you know, you need to join this cause so we can battle weight together. And at the end of the day, it's all about taking money from people who really can't afford to give it. And I really do not like vulnerable people being preyed upon. And actually met a large part of my law practice dealt with such issues of violence and emotional abuse and fraud. And particularly people who are feeling insecure because of physical appearance and everything, they're ripe targets for nonsense like this.
Right.
And it's beyond funny. It costs a lot of people almost $25,000. So that's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah. And how that ties in with all of the work that goes into fighting against weight bias and fat shaming and bullying. And this story in particular, it's just all tied up in that. So we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But for right now, we're going to go to the phones. Don so nicely posted the phone. Don is working for us tonight.
Thank you, Don.
She's given a lot of information on the Facebook page. Thank you, Don. You're the best.
Dawn. And I'm going to get me some of your shapewear there.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the phone number again for anybody not on Facebook. It's 347-857. Am I giving the wrong number again? I am. 347-857-2052. So I'm going to go and take the first call, and then we're going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to take the second one. So I'm going to do the Bariatric Pal gift card first, and I'm going to the line, and I have to do this by area codes here. So I am taking a call from area code 360. Is this you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Area code 360.
Hi.
I have you on the line. Hi. You are the winner of the $25 gift card from bariatricpal.com. Who is this?
So cool.
Yay! Who is this?
This is Shelly.
Shelly? Is this the Shelly I know, Shelly?
This is the Shelly you know, Shelly.
Awesome. Oh, I'm so excited that you won, Shelly. You're so great. She's so supportive of everything that we're doing. And we met her online. She's a cool gal. And I'm so excited that you won. And this, you're going to be able to
Me
do
too.
Some shopping, girl.
Me too.
Yay.
I'm so excited to support everything. Boy, Antonia, what an amazing organization.
Right? She's fantastic. And the great tie-in here is that Bariatric Pal is a huge supporter of the WLSFA. So, like, it all ties in together here. Right. So, it's
terrific.
Yeah. And you're a supporter of us, which all ties into that. So, it is just It's a win-win all around, isn't it?
Well done, Shelley.
Yay.
Yay. So, Shelley, you know what? I'm going to give you my email. Well, you can contact me on Facebook, too.
I'll
but if you want to email
me,
okay, yeah, just send me a private message, and I will hook you up with this very generous gift card from bariatricpal.com. And I will also remind you that you get a discount when you shop, and you can either use DivaT or Power Girl, and you'll get a discount. And then you can shop your little heart, your heart out, and get some fabulous stuff from store.bariatricpal.com.
That sounds great.
Yay. Thanks so much for listening to our premiere show, and congrats on your prize.
Thank you. I'll still be listening. See you soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm just going to go right to the line, and I'm going to grab the next call for the Slimpressions card. And this is area code 770. You are the winner of the Slimpressions gift card. Who is this?
Maria Fitzpatrick.
Maria, you got through. I'm so excited for you.
That's right.
Yay. Now, have you worn Slimpressions before? I'm going to guess yes.
Yes, I have. It's an awesome product. Very
see
well
that?
Made.
I'm getting some Slimpressions tonight. I wish I could have won the card, but Tanya says I can't be the winner.
No, that would be a little sketch.
So don't want to do that.
But I'm so glad that you were able to get through, Maria, and I'm glad that you won. So and you also get a discount by using Power Girl. You'll get 20% off, and then you'll be able to use that card and get yourself something nice.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well
and
done.
Maria, we're friends on Facebook, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Of course we are. You're watching me on Facebook Live. That's a dumb question. Yeah, so... Yeah, so just drop me a private message, and I will hook you up with that card, and we'll get you some cool new shapewear from Slimpressions.com.
Okay, great. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Maria. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we've got our winners all taken care of. We've got all our prizes given out. It's been a nice evening so far. And now we're going to do our overcoming obesity segment. So you want to start this one off?
Well, no, you know, actually, overcoming obesity, I'm going to let Tanya tell the story. But
okay.
This is where we discuss people's different challenges and their ways of dealing with obesity and pursuing a better, healthier lifestyle. So go ahead.
Okay. So, well, this, you know what? This is actually like a little tribute to a friend of ours because he's a gentleman that we actually met. It's interesting because the next segment that we're going to talk about is actually how Gene and I met.
Yes, it is.
And the gentleman we're about to talk about is also a fellow that we met through the discussion group that we met in. But he is a really cool guy. His name is Neil Brennan.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I hope Neil's listening. I let him know that we were going to be talking about him and giving him a shout out tonight, and he gave his okay. Neil runs a website and a Facebook page called A Taste for the Woods. And it's a great site. He can be found on Facebook as A Taste for the Woods, all one word. And here's a description from the website. He is a writer and an outdoorsman. For most of his adult life, Neil was sedentary and super obese. In 2006, through better diet and exercise, he lost 160 pounds. During that transformation, he went from potato to potential, I love that, and rediscovered the outdoors that had closed off to him. Through his writing and speaking, Neil advocates that everyone, regardless of challenges, can be able to experience and enjoy the natural world. A Taste for the Woods is both home of Neil's outdoor writing as the formerly sedentary man rediscovering the outdoors and a hub for people who want to experience the outdoors despite challenges. A Taste for the Woods not only provides a place for stories of people participating in the outdoors, but offers practical advice and instruction. Because the outdoors is for everyone, A Taste for the Woods aims to get everyone outside. And I just think that's so great. And he is always outside. He's riding his bike. He's hiking. He's doing all of these amazing things. And, you know, I don't think Neil will mind me saying he's not a thin man. He is out there proving that everyone can be outdoors. Everyone can be active. And he is He's just a really cool guy. Plus, he wears bow ties and he listens
and
to
he
classical.
Wears cool socks.
Yeah, he's got cool socks and cool bow ties, and he listens to classical music and jazz music, which he knows right up my alley. So he's just a really cool guy, and I sound like Eric right now. He's a very interesting guy, and he is. He's just. I think he's doing wonderful things.
Well, and he's a very thoughtful and learned man.
Yes.
He's a reader. And I'm a reader too. And the reason I like his website also is I'm an outdoors person, and part of my weight loss journey involves hiking. I hike 4 days a week, and I
wow.
do share
that.
I do. I do share that. Love the outdoors. And I think that if more of us just got out, just moving around, even if you don't lose 100 pounds or whatever, it will change your life. It absolutely does. I'm all about doing different things to deal with stress, art, outdoorsies, hiking. And I think that's another reason why I like Neil's page. But also, but he has lost weight doing it, which
right.
happened to be a side benefit. I don't necessarily know that's the reason why he did it, but it did change his life for the better.
Sure.
And that's why we like these segments, because there's so many different ways that you can improve your life.
And, well, the interesting thing for me is that I'm admittedly not an outdoors person. I'm not. I mean, I don't, I'm sure
you're so fair and, like, you know,
I'm, let's just call
I'm
a fade. Let's
We're
just call
high.
A fade a fade. Right. I'm not an outdoorsy girl, but the thing is, when I read his posts and when I see the stuff that he's doing, I do feel inspired by that. I feel like, you know what, maybe I should go for a hike. Maybe I should get on my bike. You know what? And I think that is what is great about what he's doing. He can even make people like me that's like, ugh, no.
She's
like,
from Boston.
Yeah,
it's too cold to be outside.
Yeah, we just don't do that stuff. No, I mean, yeah, like I do like to exercise. Like, well, that's like is a strong word.
We all like it. Kind of,
I dance,
you know,
and I swim in my pool, and I walk my dog. But dancing is my thing. Like, that's what I like to do for exercise, and that is generally indoors. I'm not an outdoors girl, but I do. I feel inspired by when I see, like, and my sister's the same way. My sister is, she's a yoga instructor. She's like the polar opposite of me. But I see her doing yoga outside, and I feel the same way when I see her doing that. I feel inspired by that.
Yes.
And it's the same thing when I see pictures of Neil, like, on this cliff with his walking stick and his
right.
backpack. And I'm like, look at the scenery that he's looking at. Like, that's what I'm missing by not going outside.
Okay.
So I feel like he's doing a huge service to people like me when I see pictures like that.
You get outside. You get vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
No, it does have benefits. Wear sunscreen, but you still get vitamin D.
This person could use some vitamin D.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I agree. And also, if you're interested in, like, what type of trail poles or things like that, Neil knows about it, and I know about it a little bit, but he's more of a cycler, which I think is great. And I'm not a cycler person because I'm not that coordinated. So I hike because I have more control over it. But maybe someday I'll cycle because I'm inspired by Neil and others who actually like ride their bike across states and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing wonderful things. So we highly recommend you check out his website, which is, again, www.atasteforthewoods.com. And his Facebook page is the same thing, A Taste for the Woods. And again, his name is Neil Brennan, and we highly recommend that you check him out and friend him on Facebook.
Neil, are you single? Because you might find some dates. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think he is single. So,
single?
Ladies,
Neil Brennan.
Yep, Neil
you're
Brennan.
You're welcome, Neil.
You're welcome, ladies.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, so if you have your inspiring story of how you've overcome obesity or stereotypes or any other health challenge, please message us and let us know, and maybe we can feature you on our show.
Yeah, we would love to. We would love to hear your stories. You can either send them to us on private message on our Facebook page, which is Backstage Pass Radio, or you can send them to me at info@divatanya.com. We would love to hear your stories. We would love to feature you. Or you can send us other people's stories. That's fine, too. We would just love to hear more inspiring stories about people who are doing things like Neil. So
right.
That would be great. So
okay, very good.
All right.
So
here
the next
go.
Thing I want to talk about is fat fraud. Okay, so this is how Tanya and I met. I'm watching Dr. Phil because I'm a Texan, and we Texas people watch Dr. Phil for just a familiar sounding voice. Anyway, and this is what got me interested in this. You know, all of us struggle with different things. Like, I struggle with my weight. I find ways to deal with it. And I was interested on this program because it was a self-proclaimed fat guy across America. He called himself that. His name is Eric Heitz. And his wife left him. He weighed 560 pounds. He didn't have a job. You know, this sounds like a really inspiring story. The beginning sounds really good. And as a way to win back his wife and to get his life together and earn some money, he decided to set up a GoFundMe page, an Indiegogo, and ride his bicycle from Massachusetts all the way to Pasadena, California, here in our neighborhood.
Right.
And he was going to do it by camping and hitching the trailer to his bicycle. It was going to be a bare bones operation. And I have some notes here. This began, I mean, I got a lot of notes. This, and we're going to do this as a serial. I'm only going to be able to give you a few minutes of this, and we'll catch up later on it. Because this fat fraud segment is going to go on and on and
on. It's something else.
His journey commenced in June of 2015, and he weighed 560 pounds, which is a challenging weight, and especially if you're riding a bicycle.
Well,
you know, and we'll talk about riding a bicycle means too, because you just can't assume that these are facts either. But part of the problem is, as I learned from Dr. Phil, he did not train or prepare to do this. You know, so for example, when I started hiking, I'd probably do it for 10 minutes the first day. The next day, I'd do it 11. He just said, gung-ho, started it. So he begins his journey.
With a 300-pound trailer.
Trailer attached to his bike.
Yes.
And he got a secondhand bike from a friend or something. Zero preparation. Okay, that's fine. You got to admire the moxie. I'm interested in the story.
Okay.
I'm like,
I'll go with you on that.
Go with your scene.
Okay.
So he's getting a little bit of money here and there. It starts to trickle in June at the weight of 560 pounds. In July, when he was in Rhode Island, the media center of the world, the press found out. The press found out about this epic hero's journey that Eric Heitz was taking across America. Next thing he knew, he was being interviewed by the New York Times and news sources and everything, and he was in Rhode Island. All of a sudden, for like 2 to 3 weeks, everything stopped because he was busy taking phone calls from the press. He rode his bicycle through Times Square in New York and got photographed with that naked cowboy dude and various smurfy-looking people and everything. He raised $20,000, 20,000, there's a figure that has a comma in it, for this journey, to support this journey. His estranged wife returned to his arms. Part of the goals, and we'll talk about the wife
in a second.
Later.
Yeah.
That's a whole other day.
Let's just talk about
Eric and this journey. So, the reason he was on the Dr. Phil show.
Did we say what the exact mission was? What his mission statement was?
The mission was, I wrote it down, the original mission.
The original mission statement.
Because this is fluid. He wrote it on his in his Facebook page, and on the manifesto is on his website. To lose weight, get his wife back, write a book, and earn a nest egg because he owes a ton of money to a ton of people. And I quoted him, he says, I owe $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, or $70,000, somewhere in that range. I think it's kind of a big range, but I don't know. And you can learn more about him. I'll even send you to his own Facebook page, Fat Guy Across America. You can look there.
But he did say in the beginning that it was to get his wife back and to lose the weight that he had built up over the years,
right,
and to get healthy. That was the original, I'm paraphrasing, but those were the original goals.
Right, right. Now, in July, the press finds out. He raises this money. Next thing you know, he drives to Pennsylvania. Drives in a car. Runs up the stairs that Rocky ran in Philadelphia. He's like AWOL for a while. We don't know what happens. A couple weeks later, he ends up in Florida.
No, wait. You missed something. They made him weigh in at the top of the stairs.
And it wasn't a good weigh
in. It was not a good weigh in.
He didn't lose all this weight like he's saying. Because he's been telling his supporters on his website that he was dropping all this weight. In fact, I checked his report. He said in June, he went down to 540. In July, he went to 514. August, 493. Kind of staying steady. Then, when we were on the Dr. Phil show in February of this year, it was 514 pounds. So he went back up.
And the other interesting thing is that he started the journey, and he said he started at 567, and he told people that he lost 60 pounds the first 3 weeks. So he told people that he was at 507 at after the first 3 weeks of when he started. So everything that he said he lost from that point forward was from 507.
Right.
So he didn't lose any weight.
And Dr. Phil also exposed that he was in Florida for 3 months, M-O-N-T-H-S.
He was also in Rhode Island for 2 months.
Because of the press. And he was busy using that GoFundMe money that he received to pay for hotels instead of camping, plane rides to deal with supposedly ailing family members.
Also important is to point out that when he was staying in Rhode Island, he stayed in Martha's Vineyard and Newport, Rhode Island, two of the most expensive places to vacation in New England.
Yeah, it's not like he's at the Motel 6, because I don't even think they have a Motel 6 in Newport.
Absolute most expensive right. place. I can't vacation there. I'm from Boston. I couldn't. I mean, the only way I ever went there was when one of my friends had like a condo and they invited me to go. It's too expensive.
Well, and then also he told Dr. Phil because of his weight, he couldn't ride many miles a day. So he was averaging 5 miles a day. And Dr. Phil took him to task on that and said, what do you do the rest of the day if you ride 5 miles? I mean, let's say it takes you 3 hours to do the 5 miles. You know, then what do you do? So in this particular shape, we're going to have to continue this to other shows and everything. What he did is he took $20,000 from vulnerable people, other people that shared his struggle with weight, other people that were morbidly obese as he was, but he
had been,
but he didn't deliver on his promises. And he had the cycling community behind him. And I'm telling you, those cycling people are hardcore about their cycling. They have all sorts of devices to keep track of their rides and everything, and he had them, and he was getting free this and free
and they
that.
Really wanted him.
They wanted him to succeed.
I think everybody really wanted him to succeed.
Because we hear these other stories about what Antonio was telling about this guy that rides his bike across two states. I could never do that.
Right. And there's lots of people doing this. There's lots of people who have done something similar to what he's doing with the same odds stacked against him.
Right.
Them. And I'm telling you right now, despite the way we're setting this up, and if he changed everything right now and was like, that's it, I'm going to do this, I would root for him still.
Sure.
Because to be honest, I find it like there's parts of the story that, as you see, the more that we talk about this, you'll see this fiery side. I'm infuriated by him, but mostly I just feel very, very sad for him because he was given everything to succeed. Everything.
And he squandered it, and then he lies about it to the people that give him money. And also, and we'll continue talking about this in our next segment, but I will say this. He blames Dr. Phil and all of us haters, and apparently I'm included in that group, people who criticize the fat fraud going on. But he blames Dr. Phil for the sudden screeching halt to his donations because Dr. Phil and other websites and other groups that I'm a member of expose his fraud and those of others so that vulnerable people won't continue to give him money. But we will talk more about this because this is like a serial of epic proportions. You know, like when you're in school, you had to read those hero's journeys, like the Odyssey. It's kind of like that, but it's a lame Odyssey. But it lasts forever.
Right.
Forever.
Been,
and the fraud and the lies
like
never stop.
14 or 16 months now.
Right. And he's still, he's back in Indiana now, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
We were waiting tonight because he does a live feed every Friday night.
To update the supporters,
right.
fans.
He's been home in Indiana for the past it might even be 4 months now.
Right.
And he's been telling people that he's got a sponsor now. I don't even know how that's possible considering he hasn't done a single thing in 4 months. He said last week that in 4 days he would know. And he didn't do an update tonight.
But we'll get into all this.
Yeah.
We will continue this discussion.
Yeah, we'll continue the discussion. It's so easy to get it off on a tangent.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
And we'll cover some visual aid to help you plan it better later.
Yeah. So he's one of the big stories we'll be covering, and we've got
it's a huge story. It's all about the fraud, and I'm telling you, I notice the other example that, like, again, Antonio Thomas says, we always support people who go on these journeys. And notice all the other people don't do it to personally enrich themselves financially. It's either for a charity or it is for legitimate living expenses. You hear about people walking across the country, raising money for a hospital. There's usually some noble or laudable goal. That is not the case for this individual.
Right. And the fact that he's getting, I think at this point now it's starting to die down, but the fact that he's gotten so much attention, and the unfortunate thing is that the media has not done their homework. And so when they portray the story.
Yeah, they portray it as a human interest story,
right,
and not a fraud story.
Right. So they're not giving accurate information. And that's, I think, another reason why there's so much behind the scenes conversations and groups like the ones that we're in that are happening, because there, a lot of the people donated and a lot of people really wanted to support him and wanted to see him succeed. And so that's why there's all of this conversation happening. And it's also one of the reasons why we followed it. So we'll talk more about it as things unfold some more. The saga continues, but we're running, a little late. Even
right.
Without Carney tonight, we're running a little
late.
So, yeah.
I always have something to say. Sorry.
Yeah. No, so we'll talk more about it next week, and we'll probably have a little more scoop for you, too,
yes,
hopefully.
You will.
So we're going to close out the show this evening, and we want to thank everybody, all of you guys, for tuning in and for the people who are on our live feed and stuck it out with us through the technical stuff. We really appreciate that. We want to thank Antonia Namnath from the Weight Loss Surgery Foundation of America for joining us and for helping us make this first episode so wonderful and fun.
It was great to learn about the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. And you did a great job interviewing her.
I wanted to know.
Yeah. And also thanks to my co-host, Jean. Power Girl.
You are welcome. And thank you for asking me to join you. I appreciate it very much.
I think she did a great job. I'll keep her.
Thank you.
And also, we want to thank our sponsors for the evening again. Welles Liquid Vitamins and Supplements at welles.com. And
hold on, I can't read without my glasses.
And then
bariatricpal.com. And what's the shape we're which I'm going to be getting on tonight.
Slimpressions.com.
Slimpressions, which I will be contacting Slimpressions.
Yes, and daddios.com. And also, just I want to direct you, because the store is fairly new at Bariatric Pal, so I want to direct you there to check them out. They're store.bariatricpal.com. And don't forget that you get a 15% discount using either DivaT or Power Girl. And at Slimpressions, you get a 20% discount using Power Girl. And we're on every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can listen to us on any device by going to backstagepassradio.com. And we'll try to do a live feed with the show as well, if we can get ourselves dressed and made presentable.
We'll try. We'll work on it.
Yeah. And so the live feed will be on Backstage Pass Radio or on my page on Diva Tanya. And then next week, Carney will be with us next week. So do tune in. And that's on the 14th. She will be here. So she's going to be
get
on.
Get well, Carney.
Yes. Yes. Get well to Carney. And also, we should mention, I hope that people who are in Florida and the states that are affected,
yes,
and also down in Haiti, I know they got hit really hard by the hurricane. I hope that people are safe and okay. And I just want to put that out there. And also, my mom is on a plane right now to Iceland. She's going to Iceland. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. So I hope my mom is safe as well. I'm just putting that out there.
Safe
good mojo.
Travels, Tanya, mom.
Yeah,
and
good.
Safe to all the people in the hurricane zone.
Right, yeah.
I'm a hurricane survivor myself from Texas.
Yeah.
So hunker down and stay away from the water.
Yeah, I hope everybody's safe. So, so also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's just Diva Tanya. I'm pretty much everywhere at Diva Tanya. And I don't know if Jean wants to put her stuff out there.
Have any stuff, really, but I'm on Facebook under Jean Power if you want to hang out with me.
And definitely check her out, because you can see her painting and stuff. Her painting's awesome. It's so great. And she's going to do a Facebook page for that at some point.
I'll do a separate painting.
Yeah.
I need to get one of my teenagers to set it up for me.
Yeah, so follow her on Facebook, and then you can find her artwork. So I'm going to make her do it, because her stuff is too good to not be looking at. So yeah, that sounded weird, didn't it?
I'll show you my stuff.
Yeah.
Fine. But I need to get some of those Slimtastic things first.
Yeah. Slimpression.
So I can do my Slimtastic.
We're going to get her hooked up. We're going to get her hooked up. Congratulations to our winners. Our winners were Shelly and Maria, and also Larry, who won the TV2.
And thank you, Dawn, with the Slimpressions. I really appreciate it.
And Dawn, who was like our tech support person on Facebook tonight. Dawn from Slimpressions, who's also one of our sponsors and was doing tech support for. She's like a Wonder Woman.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you all so much for listening to our first show and for making it so great. And we really appreciate you tuning in. And we're just so happy to be on the air again. I'm so happy to be on the air again. I'm so glad that Jean's my co-host. And we're just really looking forward to having Carney next week and continuing the show. So thanks for tuning in. And you guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Now the bumper music out. Cue bumper. Boo.